Common Man and the Stimulus. Welcome everyone. I want to speak about today a much talked about stimulus which the government has given us at the times of COVID-19. It is stated that the stimulus is almost 20 lakh crore Indian rupee. Well, if they say so, we accept that. So who am I? I'm a common man, and that's how I've been referred to over the ages in this country. And I'm very happy when I'm referred to as a common man. In fact, if we go a little back in the history, a great cartoonist, Shri R.K. Lakshman, he had made lovely cartoons by this common man, and I'm one of those common men. So even before you start listening, let's be very clear. I'm not a master in economics, or I'm not an economist. Who's going to talk about it? But what I am going to say today, one doesn't need to be an economics to know that. The job market is bad. The businesses are down. People are losing their jobs. Businesses are incurring losses. Every day there's a news which says XYZ company has reduced their salaries by 50%, 30%. There are large multinational organizations which have written to their landlords for putting a rent as zero or giving them a 3 months rental waivers, 4 months rental waivers. So everything is happening in the world today. But what about the common man? A middle class man who wants to live honestly and possibly has been even paying their taxes every year, year on year. In fact, where do we pay taxes? Even before we get our salaries every month, the taxes are deducted at source. If we have an FD, if you get a money of the FD, the tax is deducted at source. So for us, everything is paid in advance. And what little is left, there are also a lot of investments goes away. So like LIC, because I want to save my tax. So I'll invest there. But at this real different difficult times, has my government actually helped me? Have I got anything? Well, as a common man, possibly the answer is no. But at this juncture, since the stimulus has come, I'm sure it has benefited a few people in the society and in India. So first, let's thank the government for that stimulus to help those sections of societies which actually needed it the most. Now, let's take a scenario. So I'm one person who's working with an organization. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, if I'm a person who's working with an organization whose salary is cut, maybe to 30% or 50%, or who knows, I've been asked to go on a leave without pay for the next 1 month, or who knows, I've even got a pink slip. But all my expenses remain the same. I still need to pay, if I have kids, I still need to pay for their education. If I have a house, I still need to pay the rentals or EMI of that house. If I have a car, I still need to pay the EMIs. So where do I get the money to do that? So in this time of COVID-19, if my salary has been reduced because of lockdown, or if I've got if I'm asked to go on leave without pay because of the COVID-19 lockdown, or if my company is not performing, or my company doesn't have a revenue and I've been given a pink slip because of COVID-19, is it my fault? No, it's not my fault. I did not announce the lockdown. The lockdown was announced by the government. Accepted. It was announced to save lives. But where are you saving lives today? If my livelihood is gone, my life will also go one day. So what has the government done for us? Is there any relief that has come to us? Oh yeah, sorry. There is one relief in one word that came to us. And that was called moratorium. So initially we got a 3 months moratorium. And now we got an extension of 3 more months. Thank God I don't have to pay my installments. But I still have to pay interest for not paying the installments. Which means the RBI or the government, they still want to make money. I can afford or I can't afford doesn't bother anyone. They still want to make money and they are making money. But I'm still saying good, some relief to me. But how do I know that there is going to be a job creation happening in the next 3 months? If job creation doesn't happen, then what do I do? From where do I pay the rest of the installments? If job creation doesn't happen, then what happens to me? One, I get a wrong credibility, or my credibility goes down. Well, was I at fault for that? No, but nobody's going to listen to me. Second, my civil record gets spoiled. So I had a loan, so even if I have a loan which was there for the last 3 years and I've been a regular payment master for that, but here if for 2 months I don't pay, my credibility goes down. My civil record is spoiled. So what do I do now? Now comes another challenge. A lot of financial organizations, not just financial, a lot of other organizations, when they look for people these days, they've started checking their civil records before hiring. So that even shows my civil record is bad. So probability of my hiring also goes down. Wow. Look at the rippling effect that it is happening, that is there. So I just have one question. Think about it. Do you think the stimulus has really benefited people like us? I'm leaving it at this question for each one of you to answer. Now let's pick up another scenario. A small businessman, maybe running a shop or having a kiosk or a shed and employing maybe about 5 people or 4 people. Look at the scenario there. For the last 60 days, a complete lockdown. Revenue, earning, zero. But expenses, all the same. The owner or the landlord or the shop owner is not going to leave the rentals. So if, for example, if my rental is 50,000, I need to pay that 50,000. So if my shop rental is 50,000, I'm paying 50,000 rupees. If I hired 5 people, maybe 2 for sales, 1 for some kind of manufacturing, 1 for cleaning and everything. So if I have 4 or 5 people, and since I'm a small guy, obviously I can't hire highly educated people. I'll have a lot of unskilled labor. And I'm even paying, let's say, maybe on an average about 13,000 rupees a month, or maybe 15,000 rupees a month. Okay, let's reduce it for the purpose of calculation here. 10,000 rupees a month. 5 people, 50,000. So 50,000 rental, 50,000 salaries. It comes to 1 lakh rupees a month. If it is 1 lakh rupee a month, that's an expense. And revenue, zero. Where do I pay it from? I'm not even taking into account if any EMIs are there, if any raw material expenses are there, vendor payments are there. So there are a lot of other expenses. I'm not even getting into that. I'm only saying rental and salary. Who's going to bear my rental? No one. Has government helped me in bearing my rental? No, they have not. I don't know whether it has been true or false, because I have not done research on that, so I will not comment on it. But there are a lot of news floating around where they say that the High Court has said that renters need to be paid. Yes, I am not denying that fact. But how? And from where? Why is the government not helping? Oh, sorry once again. I forgot the MSME loans. Yeah, those loans are really helpful.
So now I'm already into a financial stress. There is a financial strain. Government says, please take a loan. The problem with the loan is it needs to be repaid. If I don't repay it, my credibility at stake, my company's credibility at stake, and the brand that I'm trying to build is at stake. The challenge is, I'm on a frying pan today, and if I take a loan, and there is no, the market doesn't go up, and there is no demand generation that happens, and then the loan burden comes up, which means I was on the frying pan till now I've jumped into the fire. So what do I do? At this stage, obviously, loan seems to be a good choice. The question is it a good choice? Think about it. So we all have been taxpayers. We all have paid taxes. We all have been law-abiding citizens. But when it has come for an actual need, has the government helped us? Have we actually gotten help? I know my answer. I'm wanting you to answer this question for yourself. Please answer your question. Thank you so much for listening to me. Have a good day, a wonderful life ahead. This was just episode 1, which said the common man and the stimulus. My episode 2 is coming very shortly. Looking forward to each one of you hearing this. Until then, have good times. Stay safe. All the best.